Blog Talk Radio.
That big old booty, shake that booty, can I lay on
that booty, that big old booty, shake that booty, can I lay on them booty, Mike Tyson on them booty, copyright that booty, bounce that booty on the floor, shit, shake till you get a little soft, shit, show them your mama made a hoe, shit, go ahead and get a little low, shit, shake that boot in the car, shit, shake that boot in the stove, shit, pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus guy, I'm a motherfucking rocket. Shit, I ain't got no fucking heart. I can't be loyal to you, whore. You weren't here from the start. Girl, I wanna see you first. I throw a little money first. I don't really think you was fuck. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty work. Make that big booty work. Can I tell my wrist? Got that head on with the gleam.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain.
Stand back. deserve to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born without silver spoon. I broke it down, see beats of cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, baby, can't shame. Perhaps it's just a fantasy. A life where we don't need no welfare and share with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting. In my own crime, cause I didn't wanna be a burden. Watch my mom open up for all the hug. And I ain't worried about a damn thing. She still loves in this game. Say that.
got no allowance, now I got the crown. I said I was a boss, nobody made a sound. Really had to see them things, this level storytelling. Who else can flip a chorus in the 40 million? Out in cons with Leonardo DiCaprio. While out on bond, pray I go to trial rapido. Eight felonies telling me, wanna give me life. Every time I bust, really, I gotta do it twice. Ricky Ronaldo, really, when I'm in Portugal. I pull a yacht out this weekend, I'm fucking so-and-so. Camera slash, paparazzi laying in the grass. Tom Brady, my new neighbor, you can tell him that.
I think she likes it. She like it. I know a nigga don't like it. But you just right now, yeah, I might be. Just a mix right now, yeah, we might be. Might hit it from the back, let her ride me. Girl, you never meet another tender like me. Girl, you never meet another man like me.
I'm sex to women, I don't fish your ass. I gas up and let her lick me down. I may name my daughter Hermes. Get my jeweler to decorate the new bird's nest. 20 million up at Merrill Lynch. I met his chick, he haven't seen her since. Through the city, I'm still floating like a magic carpet. She stopped me for a selfie, I just want the knowledge. Expressing what you think is in your kids to college. Or be a Geechee nigga just to keep the Bentley polished. Do it for the dear departed, fuck up being costly. Empowering and you made a nigga a target. Only one that's smoking up in Goldman Sachs. But I'm the only one that's rolling like a quarterback. And I never put it in my government. Cause I never put on for the government.
I think she likes it. Oh, I think she likes it. I know a nigga don't like it. But you put this right now, yeah, I might be.
Yeah. Y'all nigga going out bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel, niggas will gun you down. You better move like a cow, niggas will shoot up the crowd. Dressing up like a trial, these niggas are running your house. Fucking the thot in the mouth, got no sugar bun on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat gay, what we talking about? Bitch, sucking dick for the fame, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circ, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirt, send him the murk and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the old guy. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask. I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash. I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast. I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side. I got it on me, I'm fine, you're dying. Eat the dick, she whine and dine. I fuck her, she whine and crying. But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt it. My niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out there. Y'all niggas going out bad. Y'all niggas hang around bad. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Turn out mama porch and hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. Phone money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new shade, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay, it was all good. Back and count it up by myself before I walked to it. All about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cause it bitch ain't need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put with us, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to Hilly, get them jams. And I rebook every number with money in my hand. Birthday, hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Told our mama, put you hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again.
Say I'm only enemy. Got a cold when my dogs can get in between. I can give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So on roll when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can ride Benz, I don't do peace. I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pink? People's outside. The way that I shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you to say thanks.
Amen, amen. Left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I here on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
Yeah, yeah. True S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website. website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much, much more. Special rates and discounts, studios
nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
It's a brand new song by Trillium Monroe called Watch Me Work featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now.
Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in and stay tight. Juicy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe. TRULIAMONROE. Streaming right now on all platforms. Working. Working.
Test 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. My bad. True West Radio, it's your man DJ Headlove in the house. Friday, yay. We in the same, man. Boor Ali. Trulia Monroe. What's happening, baby?
What's up, y'all?
What's good, love?
What's up,
what's happening, family? It's your brother, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. You already know, representing that Buddha Hype promotion. You already know, United Hoods of America. And, man, right here on True West Radio, man, shout out to everybody, Hype International, man, the whole network. What's up, Trulia? King Scratch, Heavy Love, Mr. Everworld, JoJo, your boy Tope. Man, going down. How y'all doing over there, man?
Oh, man, it's lovely. It's lovely hanging in there, man. Weather's out there, man. It's doing its thing tonight.
You still raining?
Yeah. We've been having a little tornado activities out here. You know, tornado hit the city the other night. But
tornado hit Crockett?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
But, you know, thankfully no one was injured. Had a few houses get messed up in the town, you know. A lot of the trees that fell across the streets in people's yard, you know. But for the most part, it was a few houses that trees did land on, but, you know, wasn't too much damage done. You know, it's mainly just a lot of branches hit the houses. But you know how that go.
So Huh? You said they didn't have nobody injured?
No, I wasn't. So far, there hasn't been any injuries reported. Mm. So far. But it's still a lot of cleanup going on. And with weather like this, you know, a while ago it was just pouring down, storming, raining, and now it's just quiet. You know.
Oh, man, I tell you why, because it's raining. That rain is made up this way. It's raining hard. I'm sitting on the porch now, and it's increasing, but it ain't splashing to where it's even on the porch, but it's out there on the time it's raining right now, you can hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
What you sipping on, Hev? I hear you sipping over there.
I had a little vodka today. But it's okay. Yeah.
I had a little vodka, baby.
Okay.
Something to give me a little, you know, give me a little going on. It's all good. Yes. I was going to try to smoke a blunt, but I choked so much now till I have to wait to smoke me a blunt.
I was reading what that, who the designer, he a rapper or a singer?
a rapper.
He got caught masturbating on a plane in front of flight attendants and wouldn't stop.
The what?
He got caught masturbating on the plane in front of them flight attendants. He wouldn't stop masturbating in front of them.
She was probably one of them bad, you know, they have some bad flight attendants on them. I don't know where they flying them at. They come out of different cabins.
Boy, you ought to quit.
They come out of different cabins.
It wasn't a flight attendant.
Yeah, he was masturbating in front of them. Like in first class.
In first class,
they got some comfortable seats you can recline. They got the recliners in the front in their first class. But you
ain't making
it no better. You can't tell if you see back and get a little frisky with yourself. You know. You got...
They be on them pills, too, though.
Huh?
Them pills, them Percocets, they had you hard to try to get it out of them. They had you so goddamn hard, you had to drag it to them Percocets. And them motherfucking Blue Chews. Just the
yeah.
Motherfucking come at Rhino in a gin. Huh?
Yeah.
Those pills are habits, well, you can't take it like that. Like, you have to do that.
Man, you have to, man, you going to have to smash. Or you going to filter out yourself.
You know, I'm
going to
tell you something.
You can't lay down or go to sleep. That's why a lot of motherfuckers have been taking them rhinos and them Viagras and them shoes and shit and them purses. They be having heart attacks and brain aneurysms and shit because... Yo, both your heads swole. Your brain and the tip of your staff is swole. It's all hard. Your brain are hard and your dick are hard. Excuse me, Radio Land. Let me break it down close.
Yeah.
Let me go up underneath there and show you what I'm talking about. And so when you have an orgasm, even when you have an orgasm below, the same orgasm you have below, you have and above in your mind. Because you have to think to have the orgasm. No matter how much feeling you feeling, the brain is getting all those sensitivity. But anyway, on them pills and shit, you ain't going to feel right till you get it out of you. Until you squeeze and squirt or whatever you do, how you do. You ain't going to feel better until you have an orgasm. That's how the pills work.
Yeah.
All of them, the Chews too, and the Rhino, the gas station pills, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
You take two of them motherfuckers, huh?
That one won't take nothing like that.
Oh, they got the honey pack now. They can squeeze a honey pack, like some ketchup. It's a honey pack. You take the honey pack do the same thing. You can put it in a drink and a honey pack and go beach smoking on motherfuckers. You might go 3 days, number knocking doors, knocking walls loose, knocking shit loose. About 3 days till you get off of you.
Yeah.
It's mind over matter. That's why we telling them, boy, I say, you take them motherfucker out. You got your mind right. That's some food you eat to slow it down and calm you down. But shit, if you take any of that shit on empty stomach, you should be a porn star. Especially if you add other shit to it, like gin and ski slope, all that.
So true.
Well, I'm telling you, that advanced that shit used to be like that. Shit now, shit. An 80-year-old man can go by 2 days on 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
That way you see the OG. Shit, that's why you see the OG still in the game getting the young shit. Cause they took one of them Rhino, or they ain't got the screen and the Blue Juice and the Blue Pill. Or they motherfuckers somebody that gave them one of them Percocet with a Molly.
Shit.
Thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Raining and clapping. Boom in the spring.
How you think I got the name Bangkok Boss?
Bank, that's right. That's why they call Heavy Love the Bank. Heavy Love, you had a triple stack in there. Then he be in the DJ booth. They be riding him while he's on the ones and twos.
And
Heavy's having going on.
And we're still doing Flawless Mickey.
Yeah. He keeps three back there every night. Different one. Not the same one. Be different. Not to say like he no goddamn gigolo or nothing. They just be feeling good. And then if somebody got that smoke and it be in the club, that smoke travel through the whole club. So everybody going to get lifted sooner or later. You get three or four motherfuckers smoking that Stern and motherfucker on that drink. Shit, somebody for getting naked. Especially if the music gets playing.
Yeah.
Somebody for to come out their clothes, man or woman.
Yeah. I remember they started getting naked in the club, man. And the owners kept asking me, what are you doing? Why you got these people taking their clothes off? I said, look, man, I'm just playing music. And it's just the music of the moment. You know, that's got
it. Smoke.
And, you know, they it's all kinds of perks. So letting people do what they want to do.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's why I said it's ski slope. It's ski slope. Yeah. You got some good ski slope. It's going to have regard. But if you got that water.
Oh, yeah.
You smoke that water, leave a green cloud in the air. The cloud be green.
Yeah.
Everybody be high. Bartender, everybody won't know what the fuck going on. They tell you have to get out the club with that shit. And we smoke that shit here, because what you do, everybody's next. And to get out your shoe, you be getting out your socks, you be in the club, you slid out your pants, you something in your underwear, got everything, you hit the dance floor, you got your boxers on.
That's the one that I got so lit. I come out the DJ booth with my tennis shoes and socks on and my hat and my clothes over my arm.
Hey, man, that shit deep, man. You right, man. Ain't no telling what designer was on. Shit.
Yeah.
I know he was a first that airplane. Shit.
Yeah. So you know he was lit.
I ain't never had sex in an airplane.
Hell,
in the air? They say it. They say it stimulates you.
It
say to make you, huh?
It's very stimulating.
Oh, I ain't never done it. I just set my ass down while getting an airplane.
Well, I happened to be in a section one time. I was a first class once. And I use all my first class privilege. So that's why I was tripping when she said he got caught masturbating. Because he don't be the only, I mean, you know, it be some white men up there that do the same shit. White women.
Yeah, ain't no telling what's going on. That's what I was finna say, ain't no telling.
Yeah. That's why that's why they stop you when you're in the plane and you start walking forward like you want to get out. They gonna stop you before you get to first class. Cause you can't see what's going on up there. You motherfuckers up there all in steaks and shit, eating good while you back up to with the peanuts.
So
you
saying it's normal that they do that in first
place? Yeah. It's so normal till they don't usually say nothing until they catch the superstar doing it. It's just like going to the movies. You know, back in the day, Pee Wee Herman was real big. You know, they was real big on being a kid performing for kids. But he got caught in the movie theater, in a adult film movie theater, jacking off, tarnished his whole career.
And that's big going on in them theaters, especially when you be one off in Houston off I-45.
Yeah.
At a movie theater. And you go in there and you can spank all night. Then you watch the film, she watching the film, it's gonna get real tight. And it might be somebody over there and there, they already standing up over the chair. They already humping on top of the chair in the air. You goddamn me, one riding the face. They riding faces in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Getting paid $10 for the movie. You sitting there and that's all it got. And they got the comfortable chairs. It's like they had a motherfucking, I don't know, you been to Magic Johnson Theater. They had a Magic Johnson Theater chairs in the adult club, adult movie theater.
Yeah.
That motherfucker like a recliner, like And the motherfuckers wide and big for where they hold two people if they want to get acquainted.
Yeah.
So who gonna sit in the movie theater, a triple X movie theater, and not do nothing?
Right. Say that again.
Who gonna sit in a triple X movie theater and not do nothing?
Oh, I thought that's what I heard. Back to the music.
Shit, I've been twice. So I know, I'm talking from experience. Y'all can run a lot of checks on me, whatever you want to do. You go hear the truth. I've been there twice.
Right?
Because they got, see, in them places back then, they had a movie theater where you could just go in the booth by yourself.
Yeah.
And then they came with the movie theater where everybody go in the movie theater. So you either go in this booth or you go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
But you're going to want to have something, but you go in the movie theater by yourself, you're going to be pulling the designer move.
Halfway through the field.
Yeah, because you got real life sex over here, then you got sex on the screen, then you over to your left hand side, you got some more real sex going on right there.
Yeah.
Five dimensional.
Right.
And you know the sound in the moaning and groaning. Shoot. You know everybody doing something now.
Mm-hmm.
It was cheaper to go in there than the one-hour rooms. No, they got the one-hour rooms. You got 1 hour to go in there and get what you got.
They got that in the strip club down here.
Oh, they got them down there. What's up, Mr. Stephen World?
Man, they got that in the VIP in the strip club. They got a whole bed.
They got them right down off Collinsworth. In Houston.
They got one
right down there.
Purple Diamond in Memphis. They got one in Purple Diamonds in Memphis, too. VIP room. They got a tub. They got a bed. Everything in there.
I know they got one in, what is it, King of Clubs in Memphis.
And see, places like that, they got license to do what they're doing, so they'll never get jammed up.
Yeah.
They got some sex-orientated lights, and they call them sex-orientated lights. You go downtown and get them just like you get any other business lights. They expect you to check out, that you have to have checkup every month. Make sure all your workers' and bloodstream is right, and their piss color right. That shit. Pay them taxes. And get them wet wipes. Keep the wet wipes, the condoms, wet wipes, gels.
Yeah.
And toys.
Yeah.
Only can use a toy once, so you gotta throw it away.
Wow.
Talking about in the ocean, and these big old whales be coming up beside them. I don't see how they be paddleboarding like that.
Yeah.
They do that down here. The sharks come up beside them.
I saw something a while ago, man. A whale coming up out of the water so big. And it was like people standing on the shore, like, you know, looking at it. This motherfucker was so goddamn big that it opened his mouth wide enough to swallow the whole goddamn little walk they was on. I said, man, no way I'd be out there and there's something in this water that could get. If that motherfucker were that big, it's just a mouth. Just wonder how big his body was. And he just come up for the air snap, you know what I'm saying? Open his mouth like he eat a bird or something, had some pelican on his mind or something. But shit, that one come out. I seen a few smart motherfuckers that did. They got running. So they once they saw that, they were like, well, damn, I'm taking over that beat. He can just turn around and make a swoop, open his mouth and take out this whole motherfucking walkway.
We had one. They had to pull out the Sacramento River. It came up from the ocean, from San Francisco Bay, and went all the way on up the river and got stuck in the river. And they had to get them out. That back in 88. Yeah, around 88. But they be paddleboarding out here like the dolphins come up here and play with you right here, right around the corner. You can get on the paddleboard or whatever, but the dolphins, they'll come right up here and play with you, but then you get sharks, schools of sharks to come, and they'll be swimming around the paddleboard thinking that it's a seal or something, and then sometimes they'll try to bite the paddleboard, surfboards too. That's why the surfers get bit. They think it's a seal. And all they see is a big old black bill from in the water.
Yeah.
We see them all the time, though.
Well, they look like turtles to them because they see that middle part and them legs hanging out, legs and arms, you know, move like looks like a turtle to them under the water.
Well, they tell you don't have no jewelry on when you're out in the water. If a shark see you with some gold or some shiny silver, they're going to attack the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Tune, they think it's one of them damn minnows. You know, they'll be they're shiny stuff like a fish to them.
Yeah. Yeah. There are certain precautions you have to take when you go out in that water, man. And now, they're starting to have a problem with squid approaches. The squids.
Well, we haven't got hit with it yet, but they got seaweed. It's gonna mess up a lot of stuff. You see, that seaweed. Well, them fish come in the schools around that seaweed, and when them fish come in schools, them sharks come in schools and feed on them fish. So it's gonna be hell when that seaweed lands. Some of them landed over there by Miami, north of Miami and stuff like that, but it ain't came into the Gulf yet.
Yeah. Just a matter of time.
What y'all got going on, Truly? Tell me something good.
No, I have been. I did something I wasn't supposed to do the other day. I ate an omelet with extra cheese and some lace of egg and cheese, and it made me sick. So I'm actually doing good today, better than I was.
Well, you
last
know damn well you allergic to egg and cheese. You know damn well you should have got some cheese. You should have got you some cheese and some huevos. Maria, you want to eat huevos and con queso. You can't eat eggs and cheese. You get huevos and con queso, Maria. You know better than that.
Yeah.
No Cinco de Mayo for you.
Yeah,
you can't do no Cinco de Mayo.
Chris called me yesterday just to crack on me. He called to fuss at me and talk to me.
Well. I know you come out here and have you some oat bran in the morning.
Fruit loops or
something like that.
I can't even eat bread.
What the hell, little talking about oat bran? You know, hell, little guy got a goddamn porterhouse steak on two pieces of rye bread right now, talking about oat bran.
I don't fucking know rye. What is rye bread? What is that?
Oh, man, that's just some damn bread.
I'm country. I have egg and pancakes bread in this coffee.
You ain't country till you drink goat's milk.
I've been there. Love it. I'd rather have goat milk with my cereal than regular milk.
Goat milk nasty, I don't know what.
Yeah, well, some people have to drink goat's milk. Some people have to drink goat. They say, I got to drink lactate milk. If not, I swell up. Like my doctor told me this morning, she said, me taking all the insulin just making me gain weight. Like, I wonder why I gained 40-something pounds. She's like, all that insulin, they give me some new insulin. It's going to make me lose weight. Yeah, I didn't gain 40 pounds, so I got to get back 65. I got 3 weeks to try to get back 65 when I come to Arkansas.
Already. That's what's up. So when you come to Arkansas, Chewy, you going to meet him out there? Y'all going to meet up in Arkansas or what?
No.
He got to pass right through there. I don't know what time we'll pass through there. Me and 86 got to drive that way, so we going to be passing through Monroe Way.
Yeah.
When is it?
Probably on the 16th, probably on that Tuesday. Might be that Wednesday on the 17th and just leave Wednesday after my dialysis. Go in. I try to see if I can get in dialysis that Wednesday early morning and get out and be gone by noon so we can make it there by about 10 o'clock that night. We'd be there. If we did that, we'd be pulling up on y'all about 6, about Monroe. And then so when we get to Monroe, we ain't got about 4 hours left.
Yeah. We had a lady in Louisiana today. And killed her boyfriend's daughter, his six-year-old daughter. And the only reason why they found out she did it, they found her had the baby body in like a little box and a wagon and took it around a block and walked around the corner and put it in her mama's yard.
Yeah, to the mama's house, jealous, and went and killed a girl, put her in a bucket in the wagon. They got her on video, and walked the wagon over there and dropped the baby off, dead baby off in front of the baby mama house.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I tell men. You got to watch who you have around your kids, and women got to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, what happened again? What happened?
A woman, she was jealous of her man's baby mama, so she killed the man's daughter and took the daughter, put it in the bucket and put it in the wagon and drove the wagon and dropped it off in the front yard of the baby's mama, of the baby's mom's house, 6-year-old. You know how them women get to fighting over a damn man? The mama don't be stressing, but the baby mama like, oh, well, she always calling the phone about her kid and this and that. She always calling and just being stupid.
And these were black folks.
Oh, shit. Come on now.
Nah, I really want to know.
Come on now. You ask a question.
I really
want to
know. When they said a wagon
in the bucket, you know damn well when white folks just kill everybody in the house, including theyself. You know black folks the only one to go to the stream and go do something like that. You kill somebody, put them in a wagon, now I'm going to kill you and take you to your mama house and put you in the front yard.
Mr. Edward, was she like a Chinese woman?
Yeah.
That lady was Chinese.
Was she Chinese or black?
She was Chinese.
You know?
Let me see what her name is then.
Tell me something right. Tell me. Get it right now. Get it right.
The name ain't no Chinese name.
I know that lady is Chinese.
Let me go back to the article. I posted an article again today. I posted the other day. I posted again today.
Look at the police report. Go to the county.
Yeah, but that name wasn't no damn Chinese name is what I'm trying to tell you.
Her name was Hannah. Hannah Landon.
Oh, yeah. That's
a Chinese name?
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's the name they pick when they come over here.
I'm telling you, the lady Chinese.
Yeah,
I couldn't see not to play the race card. I couldn't see nobody, you know, from Egypt.
Black,
I mean, from the motherland, do something that go that extreme.
Yeah, they gonna go on the high seat.
Oh, okay. I guess she is here. I just heard the last name. I was like, you said Chinese, and she ain't got no Chinese name.
How you gonna put a 6-year-old in a bucket, then put him in a wagon?
Yeah.
A 6-year-old in a bucket, then put him in a wagon?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see no black folks doing
that, name,
but I mean,
like,
we crazy
saying,
the motherfucker.
I didn't see the picture of the woman. When the article first came out, but the name, I'm thinking it's a goddamn black girl.
Yeah, she go by three different names. She go by Hannah something, and then she go by the other name, and then the other name. Yep.
Yeah.
See, as Chinese can get.
Yeah, now them motherfuckers stole now. They stole. That's the next shady nigga.
That threw me off. It said Landon. I just read the article. I guess my first time seeing the picture of it. I read the article. It said Landon. I said Louisiana and Landon. I said, hell, that don't sound like no goddamn Chinese name to me. You know what Landon in China? I don't think they do either. They ain't gonna claim them. Nobody.
Well, you know
China.
Chinese.
Chinese the next shade of black. You know, they the next shade of black, even though they most Chinese be Russian, and they mix they parents come from them Russians, and but most Chinese got their Mongolian, and you know, they're black. They're Mongolian, mm-hmm. You know, so it's you were close, Mr. Everywhere. You were close this time, but it was straight out of China.
Well, when I told y'all about the black Chinese, y'all didn't want to listen. Now you done named your name at the Buddhist temple. I knew China was black.
I've been knowing China was black.
Hey, so was Russia.
Well, she black then. I seen the name, the article came across.
Radio, TV, and even the press say what's the meaning of VAPORS. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell ya how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big drugs, jewelry, and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak, and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his deeper number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. Partner that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like I'm at the job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they got the paper. They got the paper. They got the paper. They got the paper. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee, better known to y'all as Kamasaku V. He cuts, scratch, transforms with finesse and all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss funded, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but this don't help on it. Now my cuss born, still try on and on and on to the light breaks of dawn. To get this JLB in effect, then it look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the paper. They got the paper. They got the paper. I guess they got to talk about me. Check it out. Last
subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MCs, DJ and crews in town. Starts crewing over street, I said, can I be down camp? They said, no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death food rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. We'll have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Yo, biz, do you remember these with Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the bait. Yo, they caught the bait. They caught the bait.
Yo, I like to tell everybody, this is a true story.
They caught the bait.
The cruise till we can't. You got the drink, I got the drink, and we done stopped at the bank. Sun beaming, it's weekend. Heading down that beach way, messing with my girl. There's one of them games that we play. Braves bouncing through the beat. Feel me coming down the street. She's gotta be a freak if she's sitting next to me. So sign up your hoopty and fall in line. Bring your honey if she's fine, and we gon' have a good time. To the outskirts, the first buzzing off the urgent jerk. Swooping over, pushing work. Now watch me skirt. I heard them calling me, but they not ballin', see. Cause if you're ballin', then you got your own set of keys. The breeze is hittin', don't think you'll catch me slippin'. 40 C's, Rhino and Gap, got that back when we dippin'. Through the west coast, down south, in the direction. Throwin' up the hood, cruisin', come on, we jet.
I love it when we're
right. Here tonight, rockin' for you on the mic. My homie, who pops no baloney. Good to go, Rodney O, and DJ Joe Kool-Aid. So if you're feeling proud and you wanna get loud, Rodney O and DJ Joe, help me move the crowd. Say yeah, boy. With an 808 and some OB brakes that Joe Cooley keeps in his record crate, will keep the crowd pumped, shaking their rump. When Joe cuts the record, the needle won't jump. So move when we do our show. Joe Cooley cut the record for me, Rodney O.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
The break of dawn, why Joe Cooley does transform with help from the 12, we're making you yell while I'm looking in the crowd, pulling down my gazelle. Joe Cooley goes off, you know he's not soft, he keeps his mixes locked up inside his vault. Joe is the master, cutting much faster, the jamming supercuts causing much disaster. He would stop if he wasn't the best around, but he is, so join in as we throw down.
Say yeah, boy.
Baby Bubba,
yes, Bubba Baby.
It's the hard rock drive of the Rockberry Bee.
Beat rocking so hard like you know it can.
The groove that will move all across this land.
On the street,
at home,
even in your car. The sound of Rockberry is your shiny star.
So get dressed to impress,
I'll come as you are.
Cause the time is now for the Mardi Gras.
Mark,
get set.
Even if you're not ready, well, all you have to do is turn around and rock steady.
Rock steady to the beat of Rockberry Jam.
Don't need to brag, just want to get down.
To the beat,
that's me,
that makes the freak freak. And a Rockberry freak is what the freak freak.
A freak with freak freak, the freakiest freak out. To the freak beat sounds that makes the freak shout.
No.
the house. Pow! Come on, help turn it out.
By Trillium Monroe, called Watch Me Work, featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in the safe pipe. Toothy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe. Trillium Monroe. Streaming right now on all platforms. He's working. Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
All right, yeah, we back in the building, man. It's your boy, Head Love, holding it down. I got Buddha Ali, Trillium Monroe, and Mr. Everywhere in the building. Say, just getting it in. Y'all know how we do, man. We back.
Did you look her up, Mr. Everywhere?
You play that, I Need a Freak, but I heard that since 82, 83. That was a jam, boy. You play that Rodney O and Joe Cooley? That was a nice little throwback.
Yeah, I decided to do something different, you know.
That made me think about you and DJ, you and DJ Illegal.
Yeah, it took you back, man. It took us back. That's when it was real then, you know what I'm saying? A DJ game was nothing to be played with back then. It was either you.
Uh-oh, I don't miss them. Tell me something good. Tell me something good. You know that rock band, Sam? You remember Dream Team, L.A. Dream Team? Remember that?
Yeah.
That's that same beat.
Yeah. Yep, that was a jam back then. Yeah, I just feel like doing a brainstorm, you know.
Remember when you were DJing back then, you had to play that. Then you had to play that Pee Wee Herman. Yoski Love. It's the brand new dance called the Pee Wee Herman. What the hell are they talking about? We had to give you a history lesson one day, Trulia.
I know what the Pee Wee Herman is, Miss Everwell.
Do you know how to do the Pee Wee Herman dance? That's all I want to know.
You don't know. I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. My bad.
They don't do no Pee Wee Herman in Louisiana. They sit up there and jig in Louisiana.
Yeah.
No, they do Pee Wee Herman too. They wasn't big jigging back then. They doing a Pee Wee Herman and the Running Man.
Yep.
Hey, that Pink Bay, y'all got, you know, Lamont, you remember Lamont and Terry Love? You remember Lamont Bassard come down from Baton Rouge, stand up across the street from the park, carry the, June Terry in there from Love Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, they were coming down doing the Pee Wee Herman way in Baton Rouge, losing everything. I always been on the step, gang. They always been dancing now.
Yeah.
They used to come down there and dance. Him and his sister, Tanika.
Yep.
They come down every summer. They had the new dance moves. I know Heavy Love used to walk with them over there.
Yeah.
Because y'all
yeah.
be at the park every day. You in Hollywood. He be over there playing basketball with y'all.
Yeah.
Take the rest, she'll be calling in.
Oh, yeah. You want another 15 minutes in, too? Where she at? She's being the one of the party. She's one of the party.
They
can't
show up to the party.
Right on. I thought Scratch would have showed up by now. I reckon not. I've been trying to call him all day. I didn't know if the weather was bad out there or not. But I tried to hear him.
I haven't talked to him since yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
That's why all the bad weather comes from this way.
Oh, is it? I've been trying to reach out to him. I ain't had nothing yet. What it is, you know. I got to get this hot action going on, man. I sure want to throw me a show this summer. I'm gonna take the giant leap tomorrow. I'm getting up on my own. I done made my mind up. I'm finna press the buttons. Hey, but one or two things can help me.
Look on the bright side. It ain't nothing bad.
Yeah.
Keep thinking positive.
Yeah.
You checked out in one of them tracks I gave? I sent you.
I've been trying to work on several of them. I'm trying to put something together. You know, something that you can appreciate, you know. I'm trying to get something you can appreciate. What's up, Stacey Red?
What's going on, Swiss? How y'all doing? How's
that going? Hey, man. What you been up to? Tell us something good.
Well, something good. I'm feeling better. Just lost my health. But a lot of things been going on in the day. I've been heard about her little magazine. Shout out to her for her magazine. Yeah. And in the thing, it's happening. A whole lot of concerts popping off. Boss Man's supposed to be coming. Patti LaBelle's supposed to be coming. When this is? For Mother's Day and Father's Day. Mother's Day. Patti LaBelle coming to Father's Day.
Okay.
So they perform, where they performing at? In Grand Prairie? That's the Oval Office Theater? And then Snoop Dogg showing up too in August.
Snoop Dogg showing up where?
In Detroit.
You said Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's going to be in Arkansas. You talking about that Smoke Fest tour, whatever you got with Wiz Khalifa?
With Wiz Khalifa, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Yeah, that's going to be on Mother's Day, too? Mother's Day going
to
be the Boyz II Men concert.
Okay.
And then Father's Day.
I'm doing good. Even if all is here, without you is mine.
That's my shit right there. Boys to me, I might go to the boys. They ain't been the same since my guy.
Yeah, but still, for them to come out and still do their thing is what's up.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It take a lot to, you know, when you lose somebody.
Yeah. You know, when you get acquired to a certain sound, it's hard to replace that sound.
Yeah, you can't replace it. You can replace it. Right?
You have a lot of baritone singers, but they won't be the same as him, you know.
Yeah. They still take a lot of groups to come out like that, and then they lost a loved one that's close on the, you know.
Well, even if that, I mean, you know what? You know, these groups, like a lot of the groups in the 90s that came out, those groups didn't have no long lasting because when they come out, they was introduced through the drug world. So a lot of them got caught up in some harsh drugs and, you know, affected in the health and everything. So, you know, their sound got diminished.
Yeah.
You know, like even now, like New Edition still on tour doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? It's good to see the boys back together.
That's what I said about the room. All that crap with the cocaine and then the alcohol and then you standing tall in sobriety. But look what he had to lose. His daughter, Whitney, and all that other stuff.
Right. All right, we got...
We got curses and blessings, right?
So they say. Somebody up. I'm putting him in mute before he say the wrong thing to somebody. I don't know why they get on this goddamn show and try to hold conversation with everybody in America when you know you on the show. Mute your motherfucking microphone if you're talking to somebody else. Sit down.
That's the ball game in the background. I'm not talking to nobody. That's the ball game. The announcer's on TV.
That's why I say they talking that shit. You know there's TV today, man. I thought that was something to somebody else.
He done 2-1 up.
Hey, who's playing tonight?
He done 2-1 up now.
They playing tonight?
It's Sacramento versus Golden State. Sacramento finna blow them out. They're going to game 7. I wonder why I said mute. I'm gonna be watching the game and said muted. I said, why the hell he muting me? Shit, I don't mute you on your own show when you be up there snoring like 2 helicopters.
There's a difference. I can, you can't.
What about that time? What's his name? He was choking me in the back of what's his name yard. That was different.
Hell, I wouldn't need nobody yard choking nobody.
Man, I thought
you
said we put hair after hours. You
went to
sleep the other day. We had
after
hours.
Man,
no,
we on here for a whole hour here.
I'm going to tell y'all what happened. I didn't go to sleep. My power went out. But we was still, it had everybody mic on him and Scratch was on the show. So he could run the show and I couldn't. I couldn't even get back on. Mm-hmm. The lights went out. That's how y'all got to go to overtime.
Yeah, he wasn't on the show with me.
So we gonna say that back to snowing.
I saw snowing a while ago. Okay, we got to be as well.
He's acting up for the snowing.
We ain't got to be even. I got to get my beauty rest. Y'all stay up all night and get some old folk wrinkles early if you want to. I'm going to stay pretty.
That's my boy Nate Gray say them. He's getting the old-timer sleepers. What'd you call it?
Yeah.
I messed up.
Yeah.
The nursing home nap.
Yeah. You lied to you. Old nursing home nap.
Yeah, put the nursing home nap in.
Hey, they take the nursing home naps between the stories.
How your mom when I'm a sex friend? The pneumonia is something crazy, but it's like she's having a pneumonia. Yeah. But she got this lung disease thing going, so all that fluid being in her lungs. But the antibiotics is working. She's up. She's walking. They let her do therapy today. So she's doing really good. Because when I was trying to get her to come, she had looked blue when she was going. So yeah, I'm going to take her out of here. So God bless her to the call to go to the doctor. Because my mama was like, picking me blue. Her skin turned from. No, 1 or 2 today.
She's still in the hospital?
Yes, she's going to be in the hospital for a couple of days.
Yeah.
On a thing you say to be in now. So y'all be praying for my mom.
Right on. Right on.
77 in June. So her birthday's coming up soon.
What you
going
to do?
77.
What you going to do?
I don't know. I really want to get her out and listen to some blues or something. Because my mom used to go out and listen to Luther Vandross and ZZ Top and all them Chicago Players and I do live dance and stuff. If I could get her out dressed up with her red lips on and listen to a live dance at the Backroom Club or something, or even at Libby's on a Sunday night, if she could listen to that when she had my singing city, we have some hot wings and chicken wings and all that. In a big old cake.
I said, nah, you tell her she's doing too much now.
You be turning up. That's what's going on, be turning up. I did a car her yard when she turned 75 at the hostel.
Yeah. I'm game over with.
But she got to be 77 years old.
Let y'all know this now before we get too deep and I don't get to say it. Next week we got some interviews coming up. We got Chopper Law. We got Climax. We got Super Producer Slack. And Saint Richie.
Saint
Can you send us, at least send me information about the people that's going to come on so I can know what questions that I can have for them?
Yeah, as soon as I get the information, the bios and everything sent in. Now, I won't have a bio for Climax because everybody know who Climax is, the original female group, longest running female group. That is a band that does music. So that was the first female
everybody
group.
Everybody except Celia.
And the longest running. So for everybody else to have a bio and once I get all the information in, I will pass it on so you all can have that to study your music, you know, get your questionnaires together. So, you know.
And the last girl you had, she was real.
Yeah, hopefully the participation is on time. Because if you come in late on the interview, I'm not gonna bring you in until the interview is over. Because all you're gonna do when you get on there is ask a million questions about who's on the radio, who we got, you know, and all that over again. And I'm not gonna keep repeating myself when you should know. You know what I'm saying? So I'll make sure everybody know who coming and what day they coming and all that once I start scheduling this weekend. So I'll do it that way. That way we're gonna have an overlap of questions where people ask the same thing over and over.
Yeah,
we're gonna try to do that so we can start getting some proper interviews. I mean, interviews we doing are all good. It just needs to be more structured and people be more mindful. That's all. You know. I went back and listened to some old interviews. And man, it's somewhat sad, but it is what it is. So
I want to say shout out to Mr. Everywhere, shout out to Hell, and shout out to y'all for always, you know, looking out for me and telling me to hit this person up, you know, trying to get my songs and stuff out there.
Well, big shout out to you for doing the work that you're doing, taking your craft to heart and really pressing, pushing all platforms that you can reach out to. It's a beautiful thing to see you watch you and see you grow, you know what I'm saying? From the little Trulia we first met, it's amazing to see how far you've grown in such a small time. You know, but it's long overdue, so, you know, keep pushing. Don't stop by any means. You know, give it all you got, baby. You're doing good. You've done more than some of these mainstream artists. It'll take them 2 or 3 years to get this shit up. to where they could even get some people's views.
Even Ryan
got seen for
me. Yeah. Yes, all because of y'all. All because of y'all. I could not do this without y'all at all.
It's not. Let me tell you one thing. We appreciate it, but it's not because of us. It's because of you. We've seen that you have the heart of a lion for this stuff. Most people got the mind of it, but they ain't got the heart. And you done proved to us that you got the heart of a lion to go out there and get it. That makes a world of difference. That will make somebody gravitate to working with you once you got the heart of a lion. And 85% of the people coming up in this game as newbies, they don't have the heart of the lion. You tell them to spend $100, they won't spend $20, but go spend $200 on the weed man, another $200 on Jordans.
Yeah.
I want to say shout out to Judah Priest as well. You know, he added me as, you know, I'm doing, working on 3 tracks, just laid one actually today that I'm going to send to him. I got, I'm also a member of the female group called Gang of Roses on the second album, so I'm going to be on that album as well with Who Mag. So it's, you know, it's still trucking along. So I want to say thanks to that as well. It's actually my second track with him. He haven't released the first one yet, but this one right here is going to be working with, it's going to be submitted to Columbia Records. That's what it's going to be submitted to. So, excited about that.
Isn't it?
Working on a lot of stuff.
That's what I'm trying to tell these folks. If you don't sell yourself, then who going to believe in you? You got to get out there and grind. Period. If you don't get in the studios and practice it and get on your stuff, it won't come back to you. Nobody gonna support you or your music.
Right. Yeah, a lot of good things, you know. A lot of good things in the work. I just, you know, make sure all of us can eat. You know what I'm saying? It's a team. I'm proud that y'all allow me to be a part of y'all team. So I just want to say that.
Well, y'all got to December 31st because I'm gonna retire. Turning this stuff.
We already talked about this. You said you retire for everybody else. You said you gonna make it
33 years. 33 years. I can't go no more.
Yes, you can.
You know, I gave it all I can give it.
Don't be like Jesus Jones now saying it's time to give it up and then come out with a whole album.
It's time me to train people how to do all this recording, mixing and mastering and all this promotion stuff, train them, get them trained and pass the torch on.
Well, I hope you consider doing it until the end because a lot of us artists, we need you, so... I know you're saying you're ready to give it up, but without you, you know, you make a lot of things shake as well, so I wish you wouldn't, you know, give it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn it over. I'm going to get everybody as far as I can get them, and I'm gonna turn it over. I'm going to go into some other deals. It'll still be music business related, but it's going to be a lot of behind the scenes. More or less music consultation and stuff with the record labels and stuff like that, consulting with them. So I think that's where my expertise is going to be come to play. And that also benefit artists because I could be like, well, you know, this is what type of artist y'all should be looking for, such and such. Because now everything is patterned. They're trying to pattern this artist after that artist. And there's too many people sounding the same and nobody's individual no more. So it's just like somebody start patterning themselves. It makes them that much harder to get in because they think if they rap like Lil Baby, they're in there. Rap like Moneybagg Yo, they're in there. And it's not working. That recipe ain't working. It works for them, it don't work for you. So start getting back in the field so I can, let artists know, you know, to build their own identity build their brand. So that's going to be just a consultation between artists and labels. Uh-oh, we got 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, we actually have a minute and 10 seconds, so I want to thank y'all again for being a part of the show, man. Once I get over this bullshit I'm going through, we're going to start back doing the after hours. It's just right now the weather finna get back bad according to this report. So we're going to try to get ready to charge everything up so we can make it through. So y'all be mindful. Stay prayerful. Keep your heads up. And don't forget, we will be here next week. I will notify y'all soon. We're getting ready to start doing Saturday and Sunday shows. So I'm getting all that together as we speak. So if y'all want to ride, you can ride. If not, you know, you'll know where your boy be at right here on the truth every week like I do. You know, I tell the boss man, tell me different. It's where I be at. You hear me? So, actually, I got some new stuff coming up, too, as well. New radio stations and everything. Some old shit, business type. So just be on the lookout. Watch your boy. I'm going to be like, sure, you're watching me work. Real talk. Y'all be safe, man. Until next time, I love y'all all. Peace and hair grease. We out.